Cowan's Reel 12. What are your next memories?
My next memory was taking Cecilia on and coming out. And I'm waiting for Foley, what's that place called, Foley Fire Engine that way. And somewhere along the line, before we got there, I got blown up. I was in the walking down and I'd be able to trace it with it, wasn't it? Yeah. And the next thing I knew, I woke up in a Oster Fall. I'd back injuries and whatnot. I was being thrown to Ancona. So I hadn't got a clue after we left Cecina. As I say, I was just going outside of Foley. I knew when I went to Foley and Fianza on the route there. And after that, my legs went out. And I found out that I'd been blown up by a motor shell. Two of us. One of the was all right, and I was unconscious when I got to the stretcher bearers. And I lifted it up, and there was myself and another two from the regiment picked up and thrown back by Oster Fall aeroplane to Ancona Hospital. And I woke up there, I think it was 24 hours after, I'm not quite sure.
And what wounds did you have?
I was lying on my stomach, I had wounds in my spine and my neck.
Was this shrapnel?
Shrapnel, yeah. And I think that my spine was when I was blown up, I was doing the somersault on it. And at the Americans was in the doctors in the hospital, he kept me on my stomach and said, I'm going to wait to take it. So I got the base of my coccyx. You know, there was a lot of loose stuff, the bone or whatever. He said, well, don't take it off. It was make you. And I'll be able to walk probably. And he said it'll be really unstable, that's what he called. So I went through the operation and I was in there a fortnight getting treatment. And I lying on his stomach on his side for about 4 or 5 days after the operation.
And was this an American based hospital?
I think it was. I'm not quite sure. They're all American, so there was a lot of English in there, a lot of English nurses in that there, ATS and whatnot, nurses and whatnot, doing the same thing, so that was a mixed idea what it was.
And how did they treat you in hospital?
Very, very well, very, very well. I always remember in the next bed they brought a young German soldier in, that they hit by a machine gun blast. And that one of the nurses said, I hope you don't mind, let's put this chap next to you, you know. He's very badly wounded. He's moving to flying to somewhere else. Now. So they brought him on, he turned on an insulator and he woke up. And I said, he was just a boy. And he said, you're English? You're English? I said, yes. And I started talking to him in China. And he says, I go. And he says, you know. He said, I died, you know. I said, no, you don't have to die. He says, listen, I'm trying to tell him, he says, listen, get the bell again, get the bell again. I must tell him, oh, you're good, but you get your glass. And he kept saying, I don't, you know. And he could speak just a wee little bit. Broken English, so I say. I says, you speak. And then he says, I don't know what I learned. I don't know what he meant to say. But anyway, he took a watch off his wrist, and I hold him on that. Took a watch off and it was an oblong watch. And he says, you have this. I said, no. I says, I've got a watch. Yeah. He says, you have it. Off me. Put the soldier and it off me. I said, just for friendly sake, I took it off him. I says, I'll give it back to you tomorrow. He said, well, I was getting on the time and they came and took him away. I don't know what it was, the operation, I think it's a time to bring somebody with him. But the next morning I woke up, I was told he had died through the operation, he couldn't save him. He had getting a bus and machine gun, both of them. And I kept the watch faithfully till I got home. And I sent it for him, paid down to London. And I never got the damn thing back. It was a German watch, it was a really good German watch. And I stopped him. And I was just thinking, well, I sent it from Newcastle, I got there, said, no, 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 proper worship place. No, I never saw it again. Very disappointed. I just showed it. And then, as I say, I was a little disappointed to hear that he died next month, because he was only a boy, he wasn't even really, I mean, he wasn't 20. So, anyway.
Were there many young amongst the Germans you were meeting?
Yes, I seen quite a few. There seemed to be a lot of them, so young. And I say young, I mean 18 to 20, you know. I mean, we had a few lads that were 20 over there, but it seemed a lot younger, I don't know.
The hospital, was the discipline strict in the hospital? Was it run on military lines?
Oh, yes, I mean, when he was better, he said to get up and do a wash and chair and whatnot, and he said, and so yeah, probably you should be there, he said, you know, they weren't hard on you, you know, no hard jobs or anything, just because they were glad to get you back in the battalion, if they could get you back in the battalion, which they got me back eventually, see?
What kind of treatment did they give you?
Well, after the operation, they just kept me on my sides and on my stomach, still on my stomach and pills and whatnot. I was, I suppose, because it was the neck and the back of the neck. I still got some scar on the back of my neck yet. And the way the operation was on my spine. But after about...
Does the hospital food, what was it like?
For being in the war, I think it was quite good. Yeah, quite good.
Did you get visitors from people coming to see you? And well, not necessarily know you, but...
So we had a party come from a British unit to come to see you. And ask you, what's your thing on a Sunday? If I was over it, what's your thing? I said, I was up there, but what's your thing? And we had a big little fella come. We had a...
And was it in a hospital for other ranks and NCOs? It didn't have officers? The officers in as well. But they wouldn't be in your ward, they'd have a separate ward.
I mean, I was in a separate ward to the other ranks, actually. Eventually, I was at the one or two sergeants in my ward, in different units. As I say, eventually, they were back to a transit camp, a Toronto, not the Toronto transit camp. And I found out that the battalion had moved from Italy to Greece. I thought I was going straight back from Toronto by bus to St. Lane. And they told me in the 3 weeks I'd been in the hospital, another 3 weeks I'd been in the hospital, that the battalion had, the whole brigade had packed up a bunch of these, it was troubling these.
Do you know what date this would be?
I was a terrorist at transit camp. I was doing it all my sergeants doing and whatnot. And I went in a coastal hotel to a hospital there, all sergeants, to a hospital to find some of the diseases and troops and whatnot. So I could take it back and give lecture to the troops. And the venereal disease and different things like that, you know. It was interesting. I went back there 15 days and I for a week. And out of the blue, I met a young lad I used to work with at the cool rooms at the Helen. He was on the HMS Abercrombie, a dock. Only time I've seen a ship with three funnels. They had a bomb had dropped on the false fun and they were really damaged. I spent about 2 nights in there in the transit camp.
Is a transit camp heavily disciplined?
Yes, well, as much as you can. Yeah, it's a big transit camp. And you've got your MPs and whatnot, just in things there. And you had to be in by time, unless you got a pass, you had to be in by a certain time at night, you know. But yeah, as a sergeant, you should get a lot of, But as I say, I've been drinking in Abercrombie for different days, and I made it with sailors and whatnot, so I passed the time away. And they came one day and said, I was going on an American, some sort of American, not torpedo ship, again, a small craft. You should look at young visitor, a young priest that way. So I had a party bag and be in the Toronto docks for the morning. And I was on the way back to the beast to join the battalion. As I left on a boat.
And where did you join them?
I joined them just outside of Azerta, along the coastline outside of Azerta. That tent had been a hell of a job there, getting off the Azerta docks.
That was over in Africa, that wasn't in Greece though yet.
I'm in Greece now, I was in Toronto, Greece now.
So this was in Greece, Berserker?
Oh, sorry, not Berserker, Piraeus, sorry, I beg your pardon, Piraeus. Turned out I had to go up to Piraeus. That's where the battalion landed, and I had a young bit nothing because of a heavy shell by the last of the Germans and the pro Germans.
There was a civil war around that town,
yes. All pro Germans, and that was the reason we were going there. Albert Brigade was going there. But as I say, I had no bother getting up at Piraeus because the troops were just along the front. I was just starting clearing the streets with the bit to go towards Athens. I think it might be some of Kalamaki or something like that. I can't even remember the name Kalamaki or something, where the battalion was stationed.
Had they been there long, the battalion?
They had been there for 10 years or something. Oh. I know they had left 40 about a week after I went in the hospital, so they must have been across there. By the time I got up, they must have been there about a week and a half. But I got there for the whole
What were you doing there?
I got back to my company again, and my company was changed after because it was Sergeant Major Thornton, wasn't it? I was Sergeant Major there. And there was Sergeant Page, who was Benny Monk Constable, who was there, one or two more, and so was Casey and Major Casey, Major Fiore, both majors. And we were what they call street clearing. Different companies just went so far towards Athens, clearing streets, so that going through people's houses, they were allowed to go to any house you wanted. To make sure that the partisans were there. It was mostly partisans then were after. German partisans. The pro-German.
Pro-Germans.
And they left a lot of, well, they were very, very careful. The booby traps they left for us was terrible. There was girls having hands taken off by picking up. There was a watch off a table, or a clock, just to have a look at it, not to pinch it, just to have a look at it. And there was the mines in different gardens of some of the big houses were going through, so that was very, very careful. It was slow moving.
Were they fighting for the houses as well? Did you actually meet them in battle?
They weren't fighting, they didn't fight us because they were trying to fight us while snipers and whatnot, you know. And we lost one or two friends, we lost quite a few lads. So after we had a certain party, we had platoons out for a drink just for the night, and I had went into this wine bar, and of course I never thought of the wine bar, it was supposed to be clear this thing there, and there was a two partisans in, and there's one of our chaps went to go with my brother to shut them both was killed in one, she was seriously injured. Of course then, the land went out and everything. These two got away, but eventually caught them.
This was a particularly unpleasant type of fighting,
I'll tell you a tale later on about the company commander of the Prince, the captain, was a platoon. They made him walk all over here, they went over here towards the place up in Kairos or something like that, I don't know, 20 years. But eventually we got the better of them, and we did get towards Athens. I remember I'd done one night's guard on the Parthenon. There's no name for it, the Parthenon. But I'd been a full night's guard there, which was a different guard there. Because we had the machine guns looking down into Athens, all around Athens. With a binoculars on and whatnot, in case they came in and put data from the far side. Because there was quite a few of those partisans, the German partisans, and eventually we got past when it happens, you might not don't say that happened to me. But we had a, as I say, we had Lieutenant Footer and his platoon was captured. And then he rode their foot over his, so he sort of read it for us to say. And we had a troop, we had a company went into, I'm trying to remember the Hull case now. Yeah. The Hull case, well, failed Hull case now, to Tavir. I just can't remember. But we went to Tavir, and there's a lot of soldiers there. There's a graveyard there, but all the soldiers there. There's a lot of troops up there.
They would be, it'd be something like fighting in Ireland, was it not? I mean, you're basically, you're faced by civilians, and you wouldn't know one from the other.
Well, I think the Greeks were fabulous, most of the Greeks, because they had a hell of a life from the Germans, the Greeks. And most of the Greeks were very, very helpful. Very, very helpful.
Did you set up roadblocks and searches of that kind of thing?
Oh, yes, I had all roadblocks. Every precaution we could take, you know, because this was a bit like, for me, it was a bit like when that was in the LI, going to different places, different towns. But, as I say, before we took Athens, the company was trying to clear this house at the far side. And I lost two chaps killed in one afternoon. We encountered two snipers from the Dobie, they had a Dobie flat roof, they could hide. And we were in gardens on the opposite side, we were about 50 yards away from them. And I knew there was troops over there, but they were kept in the gardens. I remember telling Lance Corporal O'Brien to keep his section in the garden next door down, and don't, for once, look over the top of the parapet. And I came there saying, I told Sergeant Phillipson to keep his next to his man, Sergeant Phillipson, and next guard. I was in the middle garden. But about half an hour after, when Lance Corporal came back and said that Lance Corporal O'Brien had been shot through the head, I got up to talk to one of the lads at the corporal, and I shot him through the head. So I went in next door, crept through next door, and there he was, pulled down. Somebody put a cable over the top of him. It was a nice lad who came from Middleborough, and no, he didn't. He came from the south somewhere. But I came back, and I told him what to do, and I sent word back to the company commander and whatnot. And he said, don't forget to tell me. And about an hour after, another young lad, young Scotsman, got shot through the head. I called Chuck Harvey. He was a life and soul of that company. He was a lad that said he was on the singing for one hand, one of the singer. Nice lad. But he had getting up to creep a bit further, and wherever the sniper was, which we found out. When he had got somewhere, I said the sniper was across the road, showing that this lad took over and caught his job. He said, he got up too far, he said, the sniper got him. He said, he must have been waiting for him. But I went back next door on a kid. And I trained with the troops. I said some kid down in the bad was taking over the corporal's job. She said, well, he said, I'll tell you where he is, Sergeant. He says, he's on the bone with the white, took the diagram, the whole house where this fellow was. So I went to the next corner. I told that 10 there, who was in charge of the field, Sergeant Ferguson. So leave it to us. We saw him out. I said, exactly what I said. He's flatly facing your garden. Well, I found out later on that the Hull commander was looking over after all the grenades and whatnot and firing. And then a signal from Sergeant Ferguson that was clearly had gone. They went to the platoon and back in there. Sergeant Ferguson had gone. I threw a grenade in the person as they tried to get away, shot him.
This kind
just
of.
Just the one man he was taking two legs. Sad for me, I lost two lads. Sorry, but.
It must have been the kind of fighting that made you particularly angry with your opponents.
Yes, it really made, I was really bad temper for them. I really bad temper when we went platoon for being so negative, you know, doing the tricks they got. And I've already told them to keep their head down and tell them all they could do things. But it hadn't happened.
If you caught any of these people, how did you treat them?
Well, I don't know. I don't treat them to the truth because I told the lads, I said, I'm telling them to catch us from not to bring them back here. I told them not to bring them back. I said, you've got two men, so don't want to bring them back. And Phillipson called a good sergeant, well done sergeant. I said, I'm not bringing them back. He said, you see me up there? I said, right. He said, if I ask for a common fire, I'll give it. She took it away, he said, I'll ask for a common fire. But none of them. He knew exactly where the fellow was. He said, he had like a shadow of him, and a wall about 3 feet high in front of him. And just occasionally, I was getting up. He had a rifle with a
telescopic sight.
And he said, it wasn't like that. So I've got a couple of more new blokes into the company, two lads that just come from base, from the headquarters. And we're starting to attack two factories where I thought they were, a cheese factory. And they were trying to attack this factory. And I told the lads this time, I said, don't forget, when we go through that cheese factory, we'll slow and keep their head down, because we think they might be upstairs. And we've got them also, we've got all the platoon from 201 in Madrid, and they come, I've got this section going. And all of a sudden, this German got up and went away. And he told about advice, had all went out the window. Four of the lads jumped up, and I think it was a fell for the lad before he had dropped down. And two of them was a tall young lad, said, I just joined us. I said, holy hell. And so, we couldn't miss that chance, sergeant. I said, well, in case it was plenty of drums and went away from one of the huts across the factory. And I said, you see, there's still somebody there. So we're going to clear the factory. We're back to call them, so we clear the factory out. And we're forced because it was stacked up with the biscuits. Bottom biscuits, you know. What they should call sub biscuit and peace. And she eats the cheese and butter. So we're going back to the took them all up, going back to the queue and biscuits for what is it ever that? So we managed to get that. But the same time that we were doing that, the company was still coming under the hold of. And so we're flatly on the outskirts of Athens earlier, the other side of Athens.
These were not Germans, but Greeks.
Greek
civilians.
I captured most of the, chased most of the
when you captured them, did you hand them over to the civil authorities, or were they kept in a kind of a prisoner of war type
situation? I never knew where they went. We were annoyed that we had found out about the Lieutenant Foot being captured with somewhere down the flank. He was in a big company, I think, and him and his not his platoon, he said, good job. Oh, it was his platoon, that's right, his platoon. I thought it was the second of the platoon he took, and captured them all. And the part about it is when they took their shoes off and made them off, they'd have this.
Hearing things like that, did you deal with them rather roughly when you got them?
Well, we can do what we like with them. I mean, I just told my dad, I said, I don't want any prisoners back if you can have it. I said, I don't want any cold-blooded stuff. If I've got the hands up taking prisoners, I don't want any cold-blooded stuff. I told them that.
Did you have maps to help you through the streets and the directions and so forth?
Well, yes, we've been maps. I had a map on you. My only map, I had a full map to know where we're going. I'm going to tell you the town I went to now, Kos. The map's at the Kos. From Athens, from all sides of Athens, right over the hills to Kos. And the only way to get to Kos is over the hill or by a boat.
Yeah, the island. It's an island crossing.
But, we eventually got off the coast because our troops invaded Kos later on, evacuated Kos.
So they were holding your prisoners, British prisoners, over on that island?
Quite a few prisoners came there. There's a graveyard up there, which people have been from England to see the families buried there. They were all buried. So eventually, the lads that was killed in Athens, they were not sent home. They were sent over the Kos to be buried in this
military cemetery there. What weapons did these partisans, or whatever you call them, what kind of weapons did they have?
They had revolvers, they had machine guns, they had a lot. Rifles, machine guns, pistols, you name it. But on the outskirts, I mostly got chased by on horseback, and I got to the Greek terrain at the back side of Athens.
And the countryside?
The countryside, and I got on horseback here. And then I didn't get after him, but I was taken prisoner. So.
Were there any stories or experiences of massacres or treating the civilians, other than the ones that were fighting, treating the civilians badly?
Well, I suppose I've never had the treat that I'd be taking one or two civil dignities, you know, the civil dignities, you know, when it happened that we took them to some of the villages and put them, executed them, as far as I know. I had some nasty tears and some of the girls in this had some of and some of the young lads and the brothers and whatnot, what they had here. So
this must have made you, even less willing to treat them well.
Yeah. So when we got back into Athens, we were still living in the north side of Athens. But when we used to go to Athens, we were treated like lords,
You could move around safely.
You could move around safely for that. Yeah. Had no bother at all. If you went into a cafe, you used to get tricked in the cafe that you were getting. Yeah.
Any more memories of this civil war?
No, we left for Petras. My company left for Petras, but only my company.
Did your actions finish after you'd cleared Athens, or did you go farther afield?
I went into Petras, I had a bit of trouble there, but I don't know what went there by going, I forget what happened there, because we weren't there very long until we went back to Italy. The whole brigade went back to Italy to prepare to go on the River Po, action on the River Po, the final action on the River Po, and other places. And we eventually finished up.
Just before we come to that and leave Greece itself, you said by then that things had quietened down a great deal. Was the fighting still going on, but elsewhere, and you weren't involved in?
No, as far as I know, the fight, the clearance of other areas are still going on, clearing, but Athens is the main place.
When you left Greece, did they give you a bit of a send-off?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We were all there lined up fair enough, on the docks and whatnot. When we left for Petras, actually, that was the main part of that, left the docks for Petras.